Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria reaching a high of 33, Johannesburg 31, Emalahleni 28. And I am at the wrong news bulletin. I'm in the previous one. I'm in the Afrikaans one. So we're going to do Afrikaans
again. What language do you want to speak?
Ek gaan nou Afrikaans doen, want as ek nou op lig probeer om hierdie ding te vertaal. Of weet jy wat, gee my 2 sekondes.
Ek gee vir
die mense wat hulle wil hê. We are in the English Bulletin and we are starting. The Democratic Alliance in Gauteng is briefing the media on the motion of no confidence that removed Celia Brink as the mayor of Tshwane. Brink, flanked by his former members of the mayoral committee, listed some of the achievements since coming into the city 18 months ago. The DA blames Action SA for supporting the ANC in a motion to remove Brink. We'll be keeping an eye on that the whole day. The City of Johannesburg Emergency Services meanwhile confirmed that earlier this morning it responded to an abandoned building fire incident in Industrial West. The factory is illegally occupied and used as storage for recycled clothing and other materials. Spokesperson Kholile Kumalo says 15 men considered to be informal recyclers escaped the fire unharmed.
The case has been handed over to SAPS for further investigations.
The city of Tshwane, meanwhile, is urging residents and businesses to reduce water consumption. This now as Rand Water prepares to replace and upgrade the Graham Road and Hatherley water meters in Region 6. So you're urged to report water leaks, burst pipes and all incidents where water is wasted. Here's City of Tshwane spokesperson Lindela Mashigo.
The work in question is scheduled to take place on Saturday, 28 September 2024, and will last for 5 hours from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. During this period, water supply to Nelmapias may be interrupted.
And as snow is being predicted for the Eastern and Western Cape as well as KwaZulu-Natal from Sunday onwards, the KwaZulu-Natal Finance MEC, Francois Rogers, says last weekend's snowfall did not damage infrastructure in the province. On a visit to Gauteng, he said they yet to quantify the cost of the damage to crops and livestock.
The MEC of Agriculture did inform me that there's been a huge report of livestock death in the particular area where the snowfall was, but I haven't been given a full assessment of that.
I'm Marlene Forshier, Wifnies, die eer, die DA is besig om die media toe te spreek.
Thank you so much. 5 minutes past 10 on the Work Zone, Jacaranda FM. This news is brought to you by The Crazy Store. With over 450 stores nationwide, hey, you never know what you might find.
Welcome to The Crazy Store.
Hello, hi. I would like a refund for this stress ball.
Of course.
I have been squeezing it for 6 days and I'm still totally stressed out.
I see.
These safety pins, they don't work. I pin them to my pants, but they don't make me feel safe. Can I exchange them for this pepper spray?
No problem.
The Crazy Store. Our quality promise means we'll replace or refund any of our products that you are not happy with.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop.
Get ready.
On Jacaranda FM.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back, horse stock is attached. Head is matted black, got the boosters black to match. Riding on a horse, ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley, you ain't been up off that porch. Now, can't nobody tell me nothing.